Hey guys, welcome back to the Bottomless Banter podcast. It's your girl Maggie, and this is episode 8 of the podcast. Today we have a special guest with me, and I'm gonna let him introduce himself.
Yeah, what's up guys? It's Pharrell. What else do I need to say?
Who you are, where you can be found.
I'm a photographer.
Yeah.
And if you want to find me, I'm on Instagram at Pharrell the Cameraman.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Are you excited to be on the podcast?
I'm super excited.
Excited for the topic?
Listen, yeah. Let's call it excitement.
All right. So if you guys want to know what you're talking about, you'll have to keep on listening. The topic that I chose for Pharrell today, because I wanted a man's perspective, male's perspective on this topic. And it is, he's not into you if dot, dot, dot. So it's like signs that the guy that you're talking to is not into you. So ladies, if you're listening to this podcast, this might be something for you to sit down and take notes on, because you're getting it from a man. You know what I mean? So yeah, we are feeding off from the previous episode 7, the one that we talked with Dopey on about red flags, so that it's like a series, some sort of. So yeah, we're going to listen to what Pharrell is saying.
Are you going to give us like examples of when she's not into you?
Should I do that? Or I feel like I can do that separate one.
Balance, like.
It's a balance.
Listen, you're making me snitch, so you got to snitch.
No, I'll do it in the next episode. All right, in the next episode. Calm. All right. So do you want to kick it off?
Kick it off.
Yeah.
All right. I think there's lots of things you can look out for, right? But yeah, one of the most important ones that everyone knows but people like to ignore is, if you guys have a sexual relationship.
Yeah.
If you were not having sex, would you still be talking?
Yeah.
Because if you're not going to be talking, then
yeah,
probably not into you.
Yeah. So how do you know that a man is just into you for sex?
If he's just into you for sex?
Yeah.
Depends. Like, what do you guys talk about in terms of your conversation? Is it always sexual?
Yeah.
When you guys link, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you going out or is it in the bed?
It's just sneaky link.
Exactly. What time are you guys linking?
It's just 3 a.m. in the morning. That's the thing. I wrote, I had a point on that. I was like, if he doesn't take you out on a date and he's just meeting you at night, you're always meeting in the house, always in his house, never to be seen in public.
Exactly. Does he want to be seen with you in public?
Yeah. I feel like, have you ever been in a situation where you have been like that? I feel like niggas are grinding.
100%. But like, again, it's a situation where, do you guys know what it is? Because if it's just a sneaky link, like.
But how do you tell a girl that you want just, for me, if I want her, I've been in a situation where I have had a sneaky link and I told him that you should not call me, he should not text me. Bro. You just text me whenever we are doing the thing. So
it's
no
communication.
No communication. Because like as soon as you start communication, it changes it makes blurred lines now. You start thinking, how was your day? Why are you asking me about my day? Like that should not be like your business. So I feel like, how do you tell a girl that you just want them for sexual purposes?
You gotta be honest from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Because if you start on a different foot, it's hard to transition.
Yeah.
So from the jump, if you're like, listen, yeah, I'm not interested in anything further.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in like a relationship. I'm not trying to date you.
You're just here for a good time, not a long time.
Like we're adults, we should be able to know, okay, if this is not something that I want.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you, nice knowing you.
Yeah.
Moving on.
And what if you like this girl, you told her that you just want her for that, and then you end up liking the person?
You have another conversation.
Yeah.
It's just communication. Yeah, you have to be open.
Yeah. I've written another point just related to that. I was like, if he doesn't provide aftercare after sex. Yeah. What is it? You know what my aftercare is?
What?
My aftercare is, let's say, for example, like you've had sex with a person and after you finish, his head is not, he just rolls over and sleeps. Or that's when he dresses up and goes home.
Mm.
Or he doesn't bring you a warm towel to wipe yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, there's no proper aftercare.
Yeah, that sounds literally like it's just sex.
Yeah. I feel like men are grimy and I hate men. You know what I mean? It's true.
Like, I feel like your heart.
I've gone through it. I've passed through it. But I feel like I feel like niggas like will lead you on and tell you, oh, I want our relationship to be this. I want our relationship to be this. Yeah. And then after you're already in it, then you realize that it wasn't for the long run. It was just for a good time.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's important to be able to recognize these things, because again, not everyone's having, you know, that communication. Not everyone's clear about it. And even the people, like some people, they know what they're doing from the jump, right? They know that if they're honest, this person might not be honest.
So yeah, like, but I've seen a nigga who treats all his side chicks like queens. Whoa. So like he takes everyone out on a date. Like everyone, I went to a situation where all his hoes were in the same room and they didn't know each other because all of them love their friends. And they
was he there?
Yeah, it was his birthday. So, like, everyone who he slept with was in their room because he treats them so nicely, buys them gifts on their birthdays, anniversary from when they started, but he has his main chick.
And that's another thing with these signs as well, because, again, you can hear all these things and be like, you know what? It's black or white. It's like, you know, either this or that. But sometimes someone could, like, you know, exhibit these signs and shit and be into you.
Yeah.
But or... some people could do like all the nice things. They're not showing you any of this stuff. Like you said, they will treat you like royalty.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like it's just vibes.
But I feel like that's one of the most dangerous person to be with. Because I feel like that's very calculated.
Fact.
Like that's very calculated. Give us another point. How do you know that he's not into you?
If he's not into you, well, we talked about, you know, not wanting to be seen in public with
you. Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a very important one. But let's see. What else? So, if you're out, like, on the times where he's like, okay, cool, let's go out in public.
Yeah.
Let's say you're on a night out.
Yeah.
And he's disappearing.
Disappearing to where?
Wherever. if he's disappearing on your night out.
Yeah.
Like, 1 minute he's next to you, the next minute he's gone.
Gone. He's always like, oh, let me go hang out with the boys for a bit.
Sometimes they could be talking to different people at different parts of
the world.
He's just not into you.
I didn't think of that. I thought like maybe if you're with that person and they're very social and he's talking to every other person.
I mean, if he's paying more attention to everyone else than you,
then
that's another sign.
Oh my God, that's so bad. That's bad. Have I ever gone through that? I think so.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't. No, I told Dopey before, I'm a very confident person. I feel like whoever wants me will want me. I'm a bad girl, so it's okay.
Rich.
I feel like a guy is not into you if he doesn't check up on you. Like, he talks to you today, and then the next time you hear from him is in 2 weeks.
That's one of the most obvious signs.
He's in 2 weeks. Niggas are like know how to ghost people so well. Have you ever been ghosted?
Have I been ghosted?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
But I don't think so.
Have you ghosted someone?
Yes.
You're toxic, Pharrell. I never thought you were toxic.
Why is that? No.
So what made you want to ghost this girl? Why didn't you just communicate with her and be like, you know what, babes? Like, I feel like we've had this situation. It's not really going well.
It wasn't someone that I was like...
regardless.
Dating or like in a relationship. I think I've explained this on another podcast actually. Like this particular situation. Yeah. So if anyone's listening to this, I've listened to those ones.
Yeah.
They probably know.
Yeah.
So what happened was I met this girl on one of the dating apps. I can't remember which one. Was it a Tinder or Hinge? I think it was Tinder. Yeah, it was Tinder. And so basically, you know how the conversation progresses from there to like Snapchat.
Yeah.
So we're talking.
Yeah.
But like it was giving like iffy vibes. Like I felt like the person that I thought was, you know, like it was giving catfish vibes.
Yeah.
So again, phones have cameras these days. I'm like, bro, let me see. Like,
yeah.
In real time, not like, old photos. Yeah. Like, you get what I mean? And she's like, oh, you're going to have to see in person.
Yeah.
So we went out, you know,
to
have dinner, this, that. And the person that showed up was very different to the person that I was talking to. And honestly, I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie.
I was about to turn around and go home.
What did you do in that particular moment?
I was about to get my car and go home, but I was like, you know what, fucking, I'm already here.
Yeah.
So we sat down, you know.
Maybe the vibes is good.
Again, this we've already spoken. Yeah. So like interaction-wise, it's calm.
Yeah.
But like, we're, you know, talking, eating, and then she's talking. And I'm not going to lie. I just could not get past the fact that the person I'm sitting in front of is not. So when I dipped.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever. And then the next day she messaged like, oh, I was like, you know, it was a really nice day.
I can't wait to see you on the next day.
You know, we should do this again. All of that. I was gonna respond,
yeah,
but then I was like, nah, sis. I literally did not respond. That was it.
God, I don't know if I've ever been catfished. No, I haven't been catfished, but I feel like sometimes, like, when I was single and I wanted to go on a dating app, I just feel so scared.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I don't want to put my picture there. So sometimes I think I put, like, a picture of another person.
What do you mean another person? Like, where are you finding this? Like, just go, and, like, go on Google and type black girl.
No, I put a picture of a hand or something. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel so... I don't know. I just, dating apps are not for me. I feel like I just like meeting people outside, where like in normal settings, like, because dating apps, I feel like they're a bit hard. Like, yeah, nah, you have to have,
I feel you're
hard. Nah. Are you currently on a dating app?
No.
Why? The streets are grimy. But you have an opportunity to meet people though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
You have a lot of events to go to. All right, another point for me.
Another point. Let me see. Let me check my notes. Yeah, you said if he's not checking on you, I had that as well.
Yeah.
Your messages as well. Like, if he's responding to you 24 hours, 48 yeah. hours.
I hate, like, that shit. I hate yeah. that.
And,
I,
like, people get busy, right? Like, yeah. people do get busy. So sometimes, and if you're talking to a busy person, you know, like,
yeah.
this person does get busy. This person does this, that. But if they're not, like, even bothering to, like, check within, like, 20, they're not thinking about you.
But I feel like me, I'm such a needy lover.
Yeah.
In the sense that I want, like, when I text, I want when I wake up in the morning, you text me, hey, babe, how's your night? I respond, and then you tell me I'm going to work.
And you would only date people that do those.
Yeah. You know, and then, because I feel like if you don't give me that energy, it makes me feel like you don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like you have to get someone who you speak the same love languages. Because I like when you wake up in the morning, you message me. Then if you're going to work, fine, you can work the whole day. And then at night when you talk to me again. Because I don't have to talk to a person every single minute of the day. But at least, like, I need to communicate with you.
Exactly. Like, in general, if someone's, you know, just going the whole day and not... Like, if you're someone... If you're in a position where you need to be thinking... If this person is into you, then clearly you and that person have some type of relationship, right? And if they're just going the whole day, they don't, no message, nothing. You don't even know, like,
what they're doing.
They're not thinking about you.
And then, like, when they come back after those 2 weeks, they're like, hey, beautiful. Yeah, I'm not, like, what the fuck?
They're not into you.
Like, what am I to you? What I know. I feel like that's not cute to me. I wrote, when he doesn't introduce you to his close people, he's not that into you.
No.
What do you feel about that?
To an extent, I guess, like, again, how quickly are you trying to get introduced to his close people?
Not
at what point are you?
I feel like not like that. Not, you don't have to introduce me as your girlfriend or anything, but you don't know this nigga's boys.
Yeah.
You don't know. At least, like, you know, sometimes at least there's that one boy that you see.
Yeah.
But as soon as his boy say, you're coming around, he tells you, oh, can you go home? Or, like, he says, oh, we need to go out. You don't know any of his friends.
No, I had something similar. I had, if he doesn't introduce you to his friends when they're around.
Yeah. So it was like, but how do you want to be introduced? Like, how do you want, I would want, like, if I'm dating the person, maybe they say, she's my missus or something. She's my missus.
I mean,
if you're
dating them, then how else are they going to
And what if you? It's, let's say, for example, you're in a situationship, how would you introduce the girl?
With her name.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, this is...
With her name. If we're in a position where, like, we have, like, this, it's not defined. Like, we're just... Or it's early days, like, it's your name.
But I feel
like this is Maggie.
But I feel like, for me, if I'm talking to someone I don't want... If I'm not in a defined relationship, I don't care for saying your friends.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't care for it. But I just want to know, at least, if there's a life or death situation that's going to happen, there's that one person that you can
call. At the end of the day, like you said, there's always that one person, right? There's the closest person to him.
Yeah.
Probably already knows about you.
Yeah.
So if that person... Again, I can't even think of a reason why the closest person to them would not.
But I don't... With men, it's different. Because men, his best friend, his closest brother can know about you, but that doesn't make any difference in your life.
In terms of, like, being introduced, like, they know about you, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the introduction is already, like... is already there.
But that, I feel like, again, I was just thinking that might not be he's into you. You just maybe
want. Oh, it doesn't mean he's into you. It just means, again, like if you're looking at that as being a sign that
he's into
he can do that and still not give a fuck about you.
Because men can even introduce you to their mothers. Their mothers, and they're still not into you. Like, man, me, I would never introduce a boy to my my mom.
Unless it's serious. Unless it's serious.
But I've been in a situation where I've seen this nigga's mom, like, but he was still a fuck boy. You know what I mean? So, man, I feel like, I was talking to Dopey, I was like, I want to know what men think in their heads. Because some things that you do, like, I can't fathom doing. Like, for example, your mom has met all your sightings. All of them, it doesn't make any sense.
See, that does that, yeah. Listen, I have no justification because
what do you have to say?
That's just a lot of effort on like bringing your mom every other week.
Is, yeah. What do you have to say?
They're not sightings, they're your friends.
No, so you introduce them, so you introduce them as your friends.
Mom, friend, mom.
Every day, you're taking that friend to your bedroom.
When you are having a conversation,
Bible study.
It can't be me. It can never be me. Bible but study. Yeah, I was also talking about like, do you think you would be able to communicate vulnerably to a girl that you're not into, or it has to be something that you're really somebody that you're really into?
Vulnerability.
Yeah.
It has to be someone that I care about.
Yeah.
Like if you're someone that I don't care, again, like it could be friends, it could be someone that I'm seeing, it could be. But if you're someone that I don't, like, genuinely care about, why?
Yeah, I feel like for me, if that's a sign that a guy is not into you in the sense where, like, he can't really communicate with you. Like, let's say, for example, he's angry or he's had a bad day, but he doesn't care for telling you, oh, babe, like, today this is how my day went. I don't really feel good about it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a sign that you should know, like, oh, yeah, this nigga doesn't give a fuck.
You're not the person, like, he's trying to talk to once all that stuff happens.
Yeah.
So you're probably not the person that he's checking for like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you probably have a role. It might just be, oh, you're just there because it's convenient. You might just be there for, like, sex. You might just, but he's not really, like, trying to get deeper.
Yeah. I was talking to Dopey, and I asked him this question. I was like, when you're with a girl, let's say, for example, are you able to disassociate your feelings for the girl and sex? You know, for example, like, you're dating this girl, and you love this girl. Like, she's your main chick. Like, she's the one for you, the love of your life, right? And then, you know how boys are. You can go outside and then you can sleep with another girl. And then when you're talking to your main girl, you're like, it was just sex with her. It wasn't anything more than that. It was just sex. Are you sure that men can really disassociate feelings with sex? Or, like, there has to be some sort of feelings for this other person beforehand?
In terms of like just sex straight off the bat, I feel like a lot of men can dissociate that.
Really?
Yeah, because again, if you think about it, like a lot of people out here having sex with people that they're literally just meeting. I don't like.
Yeah.
There is no feelings there.
Yeah.
There is no previous. There's no history. There's nothing. It's literally.
So you can be in a relationship with a person, have love for them, but you still can do that too with another.
See, that's
person.
Where that's where it then gets techie because once you're in a relationship with someone else, right, and you claim to love that person, you claim to have feelings for that person, at that point, personally, I don't think, like, again, I can't speak from a personal point of view because I haven't been in that situation where I have, like, you know, really, like, deep feelings for someone and then I'm still, like, so I can't speak, I can't be like, oh, I've experienced this, so I know how it feels.
Yeah.
But a lot of men swear that they can.
Yeah. I feel like that's what I was asking because a lot of men say, oh, I can sleep with a girl, but I don't really necessarily have to have feelings for this person. Mm. But I'm like, and they say that it's different for women because women have to have some sort of like connection with this person. That's why sometimes, like, as we were saying, some men, when women cheat on men, it hurts a bit more because men feel like, there's some sort of like has to be some feeling.
I think like what changes the context is the relationship, right?
Yeah.
Because when it comes to like just straight off the bat sex, like you're single and you're out there, feelings don't matter at all.
Yeah.
It's just like it's just sex.
Yeah.
But then once you throw in that, you know, there's someone else that you claim to be in love with.
Yeah.
I feel like that changes things.
Facts. That's true. All right. Do you have a next point?
I think another important one is if he never makes plans to see you.
True. Like, I wrote that.
It's very
as well.
Like it's very.
You're the only one who plans the dates.
Like it's cool if he sees you, And if he doesn't, it's cool. So if you ask, he'll say yes. But if you don't ask, it's like he doesn't need to see you.
And what does this phrase mean? You know when I ask a guy, when a guy comes, you can come over if you want. What does that mean?
See, I've apparently that's like a really like big conversation topic, right?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of guys say it is just like if you want to come, it's basically like.
But okay. I want you to tell me that and you want me to come. That's what women say. Yeah.
But I think the way guys think about it though, it's basically. Even if he wants you to come, like he wants you to come,
yeah,
but no pressure if you can't come.
Nah, but like, no, but I want you to tell me come, like, you this understand? Pressure, insert the pressure. You know when a guy tells you, I'm free, I'm in the house, come over if you want. I don't want you to tell me, come over if you want. I want to tell you, babe, come, let me see you today. You know what I mean? But then I thought, Techie, if you tell me if you want, I'm like, why is it if I want? Why don't you tell me, come babe, let's hang out? Why do you have to add that if you want?
See, like I hear what you're saying, what you're saying, but like I said, from a guy perspective, like even this conversation, I've seen it happen so many times on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah,
a lot of guys still do not understand what the problem is.
Yeah,
because the way they're thinking about it, it's basically like it's not that deep. It's like to him he's just saying, yes, I want you to come, but I don't want you to feel like I'm forcing you to come.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I feel like that's where guys go wrong, because sometimes I feel like women really want that pressure. Like, let's say, for example, like when, let's say me and you have a fight. Let's say, for example, we're dating, we have a fight. And then I walk out of the house and you tell me, okay, I'm going to give you your space. I don't want you to give me my space. But the walking out of the house means that I want you to come and chase me, and
but
I want
why are
you
we
to
just
come
doing
and
the things that we mean and the things that we want? Why are you like? Do you understand?
No,
you're doing opposite day. You're walking out. You want him to come.
Yeah, when I say I want my space, it doesn't mean I want my space. It means that I want you to assert more pressure in the relationship.
Listen, English and is already hard enough. Just say, do what you say. What you mean?
Nah,
mean what you say?
No, for me, I feel like men sometimes you don't get the small cues that women give you, and that's why you miss out on good girls. Because I want you to assert the pressure. Give me the pressure, but men are like, no, come over if you want.
And that's where compatibility comes in. Like, again, you would be with someone who you're compatible, someone who does those things, someone who understands those codes and all of that.
Yeah,
you're not going to be with someone who's like, you know, okay, do what you want.
That would irritate the shit out of me. Yeah. Like, I've been with a person who was like, oh, I'll give you your space. I'm like, I don't want my fucking space. I don't want my space. Like, just come and chase me around. You know what I mean? But what are your love languages?
For me, it's quality time and physical touch.
Yeah. For me, it's quality time, words of affirmation, physical touch. And is that words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch.
Acts of service and gifts.
Acts of service for me, it's very big. Not necessarily gift giving, but just the small things count. Like, it shows that you're thinking about me. But not, you don't necessarily have to buy me a grand gift. Like, like acts of service really counts for me.
Yeah, I think my biggest one is quality time. It's because if, like, I found with myself, if I genuinely like someone, I want to be around them. Like,
do
I want
to spend time with them. Yeah, time with them.
And I'm not someone who likes to be around people.
Yeah, exactly. For me, I like spending time by myself, but I've noticed, like, if I like someone, like, I want you to be around, sleep over, do everything. Like, but not necessarily in a clingy way.
Yeah.
Just that, like, most of the time you're with me. I like that shit. I wrote, he's not into you if he doesn't remember what's important to you. Like your birthday. He doesn't know when your birthday is.
And even just things that you tell them.
Yeah. Like in a conversation, there's hearing and there's listening. So like if you can talk to a person and he's just there, he's hearing you. But if you ask about him like 10 minutes after the conversation, what you've talked about, he can't tell you shit that you've talked about.
Like if you have to constantly repeat the same things that you've already said. Like,
and a guy can look at you if you close your eyes. And can you close your eyes? What color top am I wearing? He doesn't even know. I would hate that. Like, I feel like niggas sometimes, like, maybe, am I a needy? I think I'm not a needy lover. I just like what I like. You know what I mean? Like, for example, like, if I've done my hair, if I've done my nails, like, you notice the small things. Like, a compliment here and there is good. You know what I mean? Yeah. But a guy who never notices shit that you've done, he doesn't pay attention to what you've done. Your anniversary, he doesn't care for that. Valentine's Day is the day that he says, oh, I don't celebrate that. Like, I don't do that. I think he doesn't like you.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, you're not a priority, right?
Yeah.
Like, if, especially like you said before, if the person you're with does not remember your birthday.
Yeah, and like, speak. What about let's say, for example, Valentine's Day, and you're with a person, and he tells you, I'm not really that big into Valentine's celebration, and you personally feel like Valentine's Day is a big thing for you. What is your opinion on that?
I think people are out here dating people that they don't like or don't like them.
They hate them.
Like, honestly, like, even like from both sides.
Yeah. Because no, but genuinely, if this person is not into Valentine's Day.
You should know that before Valentine's Day, for starters, unless you guys started talking the week before Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You should already know that, right?
Yeah.
If they waited until Valentine's Day to be like, and also vice versa, they should know if you're someone who's into things like that, if you're someone who's into Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be very honest. Me personally,
yeah.
I don't give two fucks about Valentine's Day.
Really?
However, if the person that I'm with is like, you know, if they're about that, then it's different. I will do stuff for them because it's not about the day.
I feel like it's the compromise. You might not be into Valentine's Day, but like, because you know your partner wants like a piece of like chocolate here and there or whatever, you'll be able to like cater for that. Yeah.
And those are things you find out before Valentine's Day. Like, if you guys actually do like each other and you guys are actually like your relationship, like you have conversations outside of, you know, sex and outside of like, you know, the basic, like, those are things that you find out way before that. And if you're, and even if for some reason you're someone who is not gonna compromise on that, your partner already knows this. And if they don't want to be, if that's like a deal breaker for them, they will leave.
What are your deal breakers?
Me? I think lies are the biggest one for me.
Yeah.
Like, if you need to be like, minute I feel like I need to start second guessing things you tell me, it's over.
Yeah, I feel like for me, my deal breaker is like, I just can't be with a man who's like, as I said, a bum. Like, that gives me the ick.
Can you elaborate, please?
Like, I can't be with a man who doesn't have anything. Like, he doesn't have anything for himself. You know what I mean? Like, if don't be saying money. Yeah, I like men with money. Like, honestly, like, it's not money, but I would prefer someone who's working with a job. I can't be with a person who is just there. Can't tell me anything about himself. It gives me the ick. It shows me I want a masculine man. You know what I mean? Like, when you're talking to me, you're like, yeah, I want, like, not masculine, but masculine energy. You know what I mean? Mm. So that you tell me, babe, this is what I'm doing. That one gives me, I feel like that one is a deal breaker for me. If you don't have anything about yourself, like, I feel like you just have to put a pause on that. Yeah. And I can't date potential. Like, we are always talking about your potential, like, always potential ambition, like, every day, oh, babe, I'm going to do this and this and this. We are always seeing the plan, but it never comes to action.
Well, that's facts.
Would
you date a guy who you can see that he's working towards that potential? Or are you waiting for the potential to be realized first?
I feel like if the potential is feasible, you know, like, if you know for a fact, oh, yeah, go with the flow, man. It's like, go with the flow, man. Even with the un, I can't. But, you know, like, if the potential is feasible, like, if I'm dating a guy and he says he's doing music, you know what I mean? And you know for a fact, maybe there's that one time you can blow up on TikTok and stuff, fine. But you know for a fact that this man, this music...
Oh, so he's not living in the trenches.
Yeah, it's not gonna... It's like, I know, babe, you have the ambition.
You're never gonna make it.
Yeah, I know you have the drive, but your talent is not...
The talent is not matching. It's not matching.
And then you're telling me that the potential... That one, I can't date potential. No. I can't... Like, I'm tired of potential.
Mm.
Like, I want to see these actions. And, like, if you're working toward the action, it's fine. But potential every day, it's not for me. It's because even me, I have my own things. Like, and sometimes in a relationship, as I was saying, love is, like, 20%, to be honest. People say love can conquer all.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Yeah. There's like so many factors that influence love.
Yeah, man. Love cannot so conquer things. All. If you are asked love or money, what would you say?
If I was asked love or money?
Yeah.
Like, is it like an either or? Like, if I was to pick love, we'll be poor. We'll be broke forever.
If, yeah, if it was love, you, this, yeah?
With money comes love.
That's what I was about to say. That's what I'm like, bro.
No, but I was like, if let's say, for example, you are so in love with this person, but you're not in a very good financial stable. And
what's
you're,
not a very good? Like, are you poor? Are you comfortable? Or are you poor? You don't know where rent is coming from.
Yeah, you don't know where your rent is coming from. What would you do? And then you're rich, but you're constantly sad.
Bro, I don't think me personally I'll be sad. But no, like, or if you have that love, right? And you're doing up poverty, poverty.
Yeah.
The person that's loving you is eventually, like, she will get tired of struggling with you. Yeah, she will get tired of not eating, like, bro.
There's no day I will eat that love. Exactly. Like, will my kids be their school fees? Will we pay school fees love? Nah, I feel like
you'll
for me,
crying to your landlord with love.
I feel like I'd rather cry in a Range Rover.
Facts.
Like, I would rather cry in a Range. Yeah, a Mercedes Benz. Like, I would rather be crying in a Mercedes.
If those are the only two options, bring the money. You can hire people to love you.
It's true. Even if it's fake love for the day, it's fine.
Change them next week.
It's fine.
Bring someone else.
Like, I can't deal with poverty, but that's one of my very big deal breakers, and also liars. Because I feel like when you are with that person who constantly lies, as you said,
and for me, it's like the little things as well. Like I can honestly understand why you would lie about something big. But once people start lying about little things, like you didn't even need to lie.
Where
about
were
that.
You? Oh,
like, you didn't need to lie about
that.
So what was the purpose?
Have you been with a person who was constantly lying to you? Like, what was the type of lies?
It was always like it was dumb stuff, man.
Yeah.
Like little details about themselves.
Yeah.
Like little things. Like, even, you know, when you're doing like the whole, like, you know, you're getting to know people and it's like, oh, they've painted this whole image based on, like, usually it's based on like your responses to things as well, or it's based on what they think that you would like.
And then you find out it's a lie. Yeah,
and it's like you literally did not need to lie about that.
Yeah, I feel like I'd rather a person know who I am and then you accept me. For if you don't like me, then you're not meant to be mine.
Especially when you're like volunteering information. You know when like you didn't ask someone something and they tell you anyway.
Yeah,
but they lie about it. Yeah, I didn't ask.
Yeah, it's true.
I probably would not have asked.
I've been with a person who lies. Like, every day is a lie. Where have you been? Oh, I was with this person. But, like, you know clearly for a fact that you are not there. Why can't you just tell me you are here? You know what I mean?
And especially when it's like, it's not even something that they would get in trouble for. Like, it's not deep.
And you know when you lie, you build up on that lie. And then you have to find another lie to... Yeah, and then you forget the lies. That if you're a liar, you have to be a good liar.
You know what pisses me off here?
Yeah.
When someone lies to me, but like they didn't even take the time to, like, the effort to create
the lie.
It's like, respect me a little, please.
It's true.
Like, just respect me small. Like, just...
like, you think I'm really...
Let me actually think about it first. Let me think about the lie. Like, let me know... Like
you don't rate me at all. You think I'm an idiot. And then when you ask them, do you think I'm a fool? Like, honestly, like, do you think I'm stupid? They're like, no, actually, like, no, this is this. I'm like, if you had told me the truth from the beginning, I wouldn't be like, you know what I mean? But yeah, I get you. Do you have another point for us?
Let me see if I have one. Listen, this one is facts. My brother here will back me up. It's not even like deep, yeah. But if you're talking to someone and they're not sending you memes, they don't like you.
TikToks.
TikTok videos, Instagram. If they're not sending you memes, they don't like you.
Look, I don't have TikTok, but he's right.
Yeah.
Because it's just a form of
It's WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Conversation.
Like, think about it. Like, you see something, right?
Or someone that will ghost you.
You see something, it's funny.
Yeah.
Immediately, you're like, this person has to see it.
Yeah.
So if I'm not thinking about you, you're like, bro,
into your mind. Yeah.
The person I'm sending memes to is the person I'm into, not you.
Yeah, I feel like for me, I choose specifically who I'm going to send memes to. Yeah, I feel like you're right. It's a good way to converse. And if I can't laugh with my partner, I feel like the relationship is dead.
Like, if your messages are just serious all the time.
Yeah. I don't know if I can be with a boring person. I genuinely don't know if I can be with a boring person.
Memes are very important.
Yeah. Just open the door, guys. Stop all this shakara that you're doing, honestly.
Memes are, like, if you're not sending me memes, what's going on?
Yeah, facts. I feel like that for me. I said, I think you talked about this, but you said when he never initiates plans, like, when you're the only one who's planning for dates, you're the only one who's saying, can we go here? As you said, like, he doesn't take time to plan anything.
Yeah, it's just very nonchalant about you.
Yeah. And
it's eventually you start to feel like you're bothering them.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy wants to see me again. Okay, please.
Nah.
No comment.
No, I feel like men are such bad people. Like,
but like, it's not necessarily bad though, because again, a lot of times, right, people don't have this conversation where it's like, okay, you're thinking, is this guy into me? Yeah. But this guy's never told you that he's into you.
Yeah.
This guy's never tried to like cuff you. This guy's never like but made like, it clear can, that like, he wants to cuff you.
And sometimes like he doesn't have to say anything. His vibes just
I agree, but like it's one of those things where it's like for some people it's to them it's okay, what we have here, she's my friend.
Yeah.
Like we're friends, right?
Yeah.
You don't even necessarily need to be sleeping together.
Yeah.
But like the girl the whole time is thinking, oh, is he into me? Is he not into me? And then in terms of like planning stuff and like seeing to him, it's just like,
would you be comfortable with a girl coming to you, like shooting their shot to you?
100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you?
100%.
Really? Oh, God.
I feel like it's more balls now.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, I like the boldness.
I would like a woman that would come up to me and tell me, yo, you're fine.
I personally have had a situation where I shot my shot, yeah, but I was shooting my shot not because I wanted to be in a relationship with a person. I just wanted a sneaky link. I was like, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Are you down? And they were like, I feel like I at that point what I didn't think, hey, I don't know, tell you that situation. It was so funny. I was new to Sydney, like I was like, okay, because I need a Sydney link. I was gonna look for someone, and then I literally just text messaged. I was like, I was like, what do you think about friends with benefits? And literally 10 minutes after, I swear to God, he was at my house. He was like, let's talk about this face to face. He was like, let's talk about this face to face. And I was like, so it's this easy, because I'm not a shoot your shot type of girl.
Listen, more women need to shoot their shot.
Nah.
Women are so scared of rejection.
That would devastate me. It would devastate me. Like, if I go to a guy, shoot my shot, and then the guy's like, God.
It's like, exactly, like it's calm.
It's not.
Not everybody's gonna like you.
It doesn't matter. It will devastate me. Like, I want, even if you don't like me, pretend for the day.
So what does pretending look like?
Yeah, so like,
you want him to be like, yeah, and then go.
Yeah, dance with me. Yeah, I prefer that one. But if
I'm sorry. Y'all listening. Women, do you want to get ghosted or not?
No. In that situation, I'd rather you ghost me. Because if I come to you, let's say for I come and then I shoot my shot to you and then you tell me no, that would devastate me.
But that's the problem. That's the problem. Like, why?
Devastate me.
Women get rejected once and swear on their life.
I will never. I can't. I feel like I can't. Like, I don't know. I just don't. Like, I've never been rejected because I never shoot my shot like that.
Mm.
And the time I have, I haven't been.
Yeah.
But if I shoot my shot and then someone rejects me, oh my God.
I think it's just like, it's the difference in men and women, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, again, a lot of women only, like, they get older and then they start shooting their shot.
Yeah.
With guys, you've been shooting your shot since forever.
Yeah.
So you've gone through all the rejection.
Nah, but you, like, guys, it don't are mean built nothing to you. Yeah.
I'm sorry, how do you get built for rejection?
Yeah, you're built for like taking the rejection.
How do you get built for rejection?
As a man, you are built to chase the woman.
As a man, you're built to chase the woman.
But like, we start that stuff from young.
Yeah.
Right? So you, this one said no, that one said no, that one said yes, that one said, by the time you're like in your 20s, no don't mean shit.
Yeah.
And so, you know how to move, like, you know how to navigate situations like that. Whereas women, they've been getting moved to.
Yeah.
So for someone... For someone to, like, tell them no.
Yeah.
Like, a woman gets her first no. Till the day she gets married, she's not asking another person out.
I would never ask a man out after they've rejected me. Never. Never again.
It will
put my confidence down. I'm going to ask. Evelyn is here. I was asking Pharrell, like, if you shoot your shot and get rejected, would you ever shoot your shot again?
Put myself in a stupid position again.
No, I wouldn't.
One person rejected you.
Yeah.
I'm joking. Like, I would try, but like, I wouldn't do it. Like,
okay. Yeah. For me, I don't know if I can. Never.
Have you met stories of this guy? Like, I met my wife and she said no to me 10 times and she finally said yes.
Yeah. But that's what men are built for. Yeah.
I don't understand this whole built for. Like, this whole built for conversation. Who's building us?
No, I feel like men are like, that's your nature. You're meant to chase.
Because we didn't have a choice.
You expect
Yeah.
You accept rejection, right?
Yeah.
We don't have a choice.
I don't. If I'm going now, I'll chat to you. I like rejection.
Like, we don't have a choice, bro. If I don't move to you, you're not moving to me. So it's like, I have to.
Yeah. But like, when you are about to move to a girl, do you move to them anticipating rejection?
Why are you anticipating rejection?
No.
If you're anticipating rejection, you're probably going to get rejected. Because it will show.
Yeah. So like, what if like, so what's your first thing? Like, when you go to a girl and she rejects you, what's the first like reflex? What do you do?
It's calm.
Yeah, you're like, oh, it's okay, it's thank calm. You. Yeah, it's okay, thanks. Yeah. I'd be like, really? Really me? Like, I can't deal with that. But yeah, what's your other point?
Do I have another one?
You have to have more.
We've gone through a lot.
Yeah.
let's see.
Yeah, doesn't remember what I said, communicate.
If he's not, like, again, we've spoken a lot about, like, people who have sexual relationships, yeah. Right? But a lot of time as well with these things, yeah. It's not even necessarily a sexual relationship. It's just, for example, you guys might be talking a lot, so now yeah. You're thinking, oh, is he into me and all of that? Yeah. But if he doesn't, like, engage or try to engage in any act of intimacy,
yeah,
he's obviously not into you.
No, like, I feel like I disagree with that.
Why?
Because maybe he doesn't want to have sex with you yet until it's official.
It's not even necessarily sex.
Yeah.
Just act of intimacy. Like, man, he's never kissed you. You guys yeah. are, like, you guys are just their vibes. It's just friendship. Like, at that point, it's yeah. just friendship. Like, you're just
yeah.
talking.
Yeah.
So if you're confused about if it's into you.
Yeah, but I feel like with me personally, because I'm generally a very sexual being, you know what I mean? And I expect my man to be all over me. So if maybe you're respecting me as a man, you're respecting me, and you're not all over me because of respect,
but
I'll
be
upset with you.
Exactly. Like, there's a difference between as well being all over you and just, he's not holding your hand, he's not touching you, he's not like nothing. It's just,
because sometimes men will be like, out of respect, I'm not gonna do this. But sometimes women want to be disrespected in the same way, not in a bad way. not in public. But you know, a man will be like, oh, I don't want to do this because I respect you. I don't want to do this because disrespect me at least a few times, like.
But even then, right? If he wants to, but he's not sure. He can ask you, he can talk to you. If he doesn't do none of that, like, he probably just does not want to.
It's pissed, like, oh my god, I feel like, oh, I'd get so fucking pissed off. Maybe you're having sexual relations with a person, but that, like, stems from sexual compatibility. Maybe you're just not sexually compatible. However, like, if you're having sex with a person and they are not really, like, I don't know if it's called serving you as they should. Like, I don't know, like,
performance.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you know, I feel like men, usually, I was listening to another podcast and they're like, men will, they'll have their wife, the woman that they respect, and then they have a girl, a side thing where they do what, like, you know, they do a madness with their girl, like, everything, your fantasies, you do everything with them. So, like, what am I there for? Am I there just for
decoration? And I think that's when it comes down to compatibility as well, right? Because a lot of people get, like I said before, people out here dating the married people that they don't actually like. Because a lot of people will get married to someone who's not, like, sexually compatible, know, all the stuff that they actually want to do, this person doesn't do it.
Yeah.
But for some reason, maybe she does other things, maybe she's more homely, she's more whatever. Yeah. They're like, that's the one they want to marry.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they could have gotten someone who does all the other shit.
And it pisses me off because, like, it's bad because, like, and then a man will go be like, okay, he might love you so much, but he doesn't want to do, like, things with you, you know what I mean? Because of respect. I've not asked you to respect me. Like, sometimes I want you to slap me here and there, you know what I mean? Not in, like, not outside, like, in the confined spaces. But
and those are communications you have with your
partner. A man will be like, oh, no, I respect you. And then he will go do that with another person. And then they haven't communicated with you. And then,
sign those divorce papers.
Yeah, there's no compatibility there. But yeah, I was like, what were we even talking about? I feel like that was a tangent.
No, it was just like, again, like I said before, engaging in any, like, act of intimacy. Yeah. With you. Because like I said before, if the guy is not into you, and you, like you were saying, like, stuff like that will piss you off, right?
Yeah.
But if he's not into you, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
You can be pissed off all you want.
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck.
He doesn't hold your hand. He doesn't, like, it's true. I added it with, like, oh, we already said he only calls you when he wants, like, he wants the pumps. He just wants to have sex with you.
Yeah, at 3 a.m. call.
I also wrote this one, guys. Listen, this one's a strong one. If he doesn't include you in his future, in the sense where, like, you're dating a guy and he says, oh, I want my future wife to have this. You know, sometimes niggas are so stupid.
See, no, that's an obvious
thing. Like he's talking to you, you're there in a relationship with him, and then he's like, oh, I want my future wife to have this and this and this. I'm not saying that I want you to tell me that I'm gonna be your future wife. However, sometimes when you word your things, like, be a bit cautious with how you word, because it means that you're not thinking about me in your future. Yeah. Or, like, let's say, for example, you have established yourself somewhere and he's like, in 10 years time, I want to have this and this and this and this, but that's so far off from what you want, and he's not really thinking about like, how am I gonna include this person in my life so that we all mesh together and, like, build from that. You know what I mean?
And it depends as well on the timing and also, like, what stage of the relationship you guys are at.
Yeah,
because how much into you he is, right? And in terms of, like, building, like, planning for the future and all of that stuff. If you guys have been, you know, talking, like, getting to know each other for a while, and like, you're in a place where it's like, this person should be into, like, I feel like you guys have kind of, like, communicated that.
How long does it take for you to know if you're into a person?
It doesn't take too long for me.
Yeah. Like, how long? Like, before you ask a girl out to be your girlfriend, how long does it take for you?
I think for me, that doesn't even depend on, if I know, like, if I'm on a date, it's just more how long, once I get to the point where I feel like I know her, or I know enough about her. So it could be like six months, it could be like 3 months, you understand? But in terms of knowing if I don't want anything with someone, it could be literally, like, it could be one day, it could be 1 week.
Yeah.
Because
then, like, after the date immediately. I feel like
no, but it's fact though, it's a lot easier to know that I'm not compatible with this person than it is to know that I want to date this person. Because I could, at the initial stage, I could feel like, you know, we have some compatibilities, or we have some similarities, or we have this, or you're not a shitty person, or, like, I kind of like talking to you.
Yeah.
But doesn't necessarily mean that I want to be
with
you.
But what if you've not given the person a chance to really explore it? You're just basing it off of your first interaction with the person. You haven't given the person a chance.
Well, for it to be strong enough for me to be like, again, if it's, like, based off of the first day, if I'm like, after the first day, I don't want anything. If it's strong enough for me to say on that first day, me and this person are not going to.
Yeah.
It's calm. Even if it could be something else, I'm not going to know. I'm never going to find out. Yeah. It's all right.
It's true. I feel like for me, in order for me to know that I want to be in a relationship, I feel like for women, we just know.
What does that mean? Like, explain.
Just know. I feel like I just know that if I want to be with that person, I just know. And if I don't want to be with you, I told you, Michael, that I was talking to this guy for months, but he was my food guy. Like, he was just my food. He was just...
We've been eating him.
Every time...
I said DoorDash.
Every time that... every time that you talk to him, it's just food. It's just, like, there's nothing serious. And then when he started getting serious, I was like...
And that's exactly how he knows she's not into him.
Yeah.
Hold on. If man and do it again, it's bad.
Yeah.
We were added to the list.
It's true. Because men are built for it. Men are built for it.
Which company they
build us? Because it's my toxicity, but I know, like, but for me, like, I know, like, immediately I see a person, I can know if I'm gonna go in that direction with you.
But do you tell them?
Depends on what they're giving me. Like,
at what point did your food guy know he was your food guy? Does he know? Does he know?
I was telling Michael the day I left Sydney, probably the day I left Canberra, it's probably when he realized that it's not gonna go anywhere.
But see, that's what we're talking about though, like, in terms of signs that this person is not into you. All you guys are talking about is food. Every time you call him is to bring food.
No,
at this point the guy should have put two and two together. She's not into, exactly.
No, but for me, like, I feel like with girls, I feel like girls are, I wouldn't say girls are good liars, but I feel like a girl can really withhold their feelings.
But that's mad strategic, though. That makes you a shitty person.
I'm not a shitty person. I'm a good person. I feel like, I'm not using the person. They offered themselves to be you. Yeah.
What I mean is, like,
oh, when they want to take me out on a date constantly, will I say no? I won't say no.
Who makes the first? Do you call him?
Him. Him.
So he knows every time you're hungry.
No, he called me out to take me out on a date. Yeah, and I can't say no. Because he was.
But did you feel like he was into you? Like the guy wanted you? Yeah. So you knew that, but you decided, like, listen, I'm going to just continue getting food, right?
It's so bad, but, like, honestly, like, yeah.
Hey, tell him I'm on the camera.
Nah, it was bad because when it got to a point where he wanted to be sexual, I told him that it's never going to happen. Because, like, I just knew that, like, I would never sleep with this guy. Yeah. Never.
But you've been new.
Yeah, I knew from...
You're just enjoying the food.
Because, like, you know, like, when sometimes...
And she's been out here saying, men are grimy.
Nah.
Fear women.
Nah, guys, back me. But, you know, like, it got to a point. Because I like when you know I like a guy because, like, with this guy, he's a good guy, genuinely. A very genuine, sweet guy. But every time, it's, you know, let me tell you what made me so, like, he used to have this specific type of laugh that really gave me the ick. Like, let me tell you guys.
Wait. I got it. When you were eating the food, did he laugh?
No. Let me tell you, there's a time he laughed. I was like, oh my God, like, is this how? Because he used to laugh. I was like, oh my. Like, I know that's my toxicity, but I want you to laugh like a man.
What does a man laugh like?
I don't know.
I feel like. Give us an example of how men laugh.
I feel like. I feel like it's my toxicity, but I just wanted to be like, give me that face, you know what I mean? But when a guy is laughing and then they're like, I'm like, just like, what? What is this? Like, I can't do it.
Men have suffered in this life, you know. Men have suffered.
No, but it gave me the biggest ick. Like, I couldn't do it. Like, I was like, yeah, like, I can't do it. Because, like, he initiated, like sexual intimacy, and I told him face to face, I was like it is not going to happen with me. Like,
what was his reaction?
Like, I told you, he looked at me, he was like, you're very rude. Like, oh my God.
Did he buy you food again after that?
Yeah.
Wow. No, listen, yeah, at this point, he deserves it. I'm sorry.
Give him a shout out.
He deserves
no,
it.
No, I would never. I don't want to embarrass him. He's a good man. Nah, he's a good man. Shout out to you. He's a good man. And I really feel bad because sometimes, like, you know, when you get the ick unexpectedly. And when you get the ick, like, it can't, like, nothing. You can't see past it.
Mm.
Have you ever gotten the ick with that?
100%.
What was the ick?
Let me think. This is gonna sound terrible, right?
Yeah.
But this girl used to always stare at my food when I was eating. Like, she had food in front of her, but she would always stare.
And so it's like, you don't have to stare at your food.
No, but it was weird. Like, it's like, do you want some?
Yeah.
If you want some, say it. Like, I remember one time, right? There was a time. What happened? So we're getting food.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, she's gonna get this.
Yeah.
But she wanted something else on the menu, so she told me, she was like, can you get that?
Yeah, I did that. Like,
I don't want that.
Yeah.
But calm, you know what? I'll get what I want.
Yeah.
You get what you want. We'll get that and share it.
Yeah.
So we did that. So it's like, there's what you want. There's the other thing you want to try. I'm trying to eat. And it just felt really uncomfortable because I can just see the eyes piercing my food. I'm like,
I feel like for me, the ick. Then were you able to see past that? Did you ask her out on another date?
No. But, but it's horrible because it's not that deep.
Yeah.
But it gave me the ick.
Yeah.
And like you said, the ick is irrational.
It's irrational.
Like, it's dumb. It's so dumb.
Yeah, me too. Like, after I heard that laughter, you know, like, he was such a cute guy. And then, like, I was fully, newly single. And then he laughed. He was like, I was like, what is going on here?
Of all the things to be insecure about, now you got to check your laugh.
Nah, it was so, like, and he was tall. Like, he was 6 foot tall. You know, with the girl you're seeing, you were just 6 foot tall guy. Like, he had his shit together, but, like, I just couldn't get past that laughter. It was just so...
Look, for me, it's just the fact that he kept buying you food after that.
Like, no, he's a sweet guy and I'm a sweet girl. So, like...
Is he out here buying food for everybody? Does he feed the homeless?
He's doing his financial
setup. Yeah. No, but yeah. Do you guys have icks? Do you want to say your icks? Amen? Amen?
Where's the coffin?
Yeah. Michael, what's your ick?
I don't know. I got too many.
Too many?
Yeah. I'm picky.
Yeah. I feel like men are not allowed to be picky.
Men are not allowed to be what?
Picky.
For what reason?
If I know you're pretty and I see you,
your voice is not matching your face.
Yeah.
I say,
huh? So what? Like what? Like give me an example.
That's what he said, not me.
Give me an example. Like, so you want the girl to be like, oh hi, how are you? No, like feminine.
Like I told you, it was a buff thing. She was buff, talk proper. Like, yeah. She opened her mouth and said, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I see it. Like you, the guy that laughing,
it was me. Yeah. Was from Bankstown.
She's like, yo. Nah, I feel like for me, another ick is, you know those guys who... Oh, yeah, Amma, what's your ick?
I didn't say that.
Oh, what's your ick, Evelyn?
No, wait. I think, like, how
guys
walk.
What?
Like, yeah. Okay. Because some people, like, when they walk, they're, like, they do the...
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Like, they jump.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it depends on, like, how, if you're over-enthusiastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's an equivalent.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, man, now check your walking.
No,
you better run Tara Banks walking.
But it's not something I pay attention to. It's just something that, like, I happen to see. Like,
yeah.
You know, you just happen to observe something.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, no, it's not for me. Yeah.
Like, it's not it. Yeah.
What's your ick? Yeah.
Go on, mate.
Yeah. Don't be shy.
I feel like conversation.
Yeah.
If it always drifts to like Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm a selfish person, so I feel like yeah. Mentally,
yeah. Yeah. In stimulating.
So if it always diverts to.
I don't think that's an ick for me.
Like,
for me, I feel like.
I want to hear your input.
For me, no. I agree with Evelyn because sometimes it doesn't always have to be about sex. But I feel like it depends on the person as well. Because for me, I feel like it would be an ick for me if maybe I'm sexting you or like, and you don't give me the same energy. You're just dry. You don't know how to stimulate me. You're just there like, oh, I'm thinking about you. I expect you to be like, more, you know what I mean? Give it to me, you know what I mean? But if you're just that dry, I can't do with it. I don't mind guys who talk about sex a lot. It doesn't matter. Like, for me, it's fine. But you have to have something about yourself as well, apart from that. Yeah. Yeah. About? No, because most men who brag cannot do shit. Yeah. Because I feel like, I also think, okay, this is a very toxic thing for me to say, but I'm so sorry, guys.
The number of times she's like, oh, you know what? It's my toxicity. Like, you know you're toxic.
But I feel like, men don't really know how to have sex. It's just pushing back and forth. It's true, and I won't. Because men, like, I feel like, okay, depending on the woman, but I feel like men just push, you don't need to do anything. But for a woman, you need to know how to have sex. You need to know what your body needs. You need to know for you to, because us getting an orgasm is not that. It's not that. So if a man doesn't know, we've been with a guy who rubs your clit as if they're rubbing the floor. They're going hard. You know what's mad?
I feel like with like this conversation here, it depends on who you're into. Because a lot of guys will tell you that a lot of women don't know how to have sex.
Really?
Because especially like you said, like with women, yeah. With women, it's a lot harder to get there. Like, it's a lot easier for guys.
Yeah.
So a lot of women feel like you just have to touch him and that's it. Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
So because, like, a lot of women don't know how to have sex. No, they think that anything you do, the guy's going to finish anyway.
It is true. Anything you do, the guy's going to finish anyway. Because
does it feel good?
Yeah. But why don't you... When you finish, you feel good anyway, right?
Is that how it works? Is that how sex works?
Or how do you feel good? I feel like men... I don't know.
If the entire thing is not enjoyable, what's the point?
Yeah, but I feel like, that's my point. I'm like, men don't know how to have sex. It's just pushing back and forth. You don't know the woman's body. And I feel like most men are not very sensual. You just think about getting your nut and going.
This is why there's anatomy.
Yeah.
Anatomy.
Yeah, but many people don't know. You remember in the first episode I was telling you on TikTok, there's a guy who went around asking, like, asking guys, oh, where's the woman's clitoris? Where's the woman's clitoris? But no guy could identify where it was. Till today, I'm not gonna ask you, but till today, the guy didn't know shit. And then, like, men really brag, oh, when I see you, we are gonna have this, we are gonna do this.
Yeah, but like you said before, the niggas that are bragging are not really doing nothing. Yeah. So, like, it's very easy to, like,
Women's
body is very, very
complicated.
A woman's body is very, a woman's heart is satisfied.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, for a guy, it's like a job, but not really a job. I think if sex becomes like, for me or for a guy, it becomes like a common thing. You can
Should I ask?
You gotta understand the person you're having sex with.
Should I ask? Okay.
You gotta understand the person you're having sex with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you gotta feel the movement.
Mm.
Sex is like dancing, right?
Yeah.
Are you gonna go do salsa with someone that has 2 left feet?
Yeah.
Exactly. Just do stuffing.
No, I get you.
Look, at the end of the day, it comes down to understanding the person's body and communication. Because
some girl will come after night, they'll be like, oh yeah, come and brag to your girls. Oh yeah, give me that. You think she's lying? Maybe sometimes she lies, but sometimes she doesn't.
Mm.
But I feel like in terms of that aspect, these days girls brag more about sex than guys.
Really?
Yeah, man.
See, a lot of people don't talk and a lot of people don't ask like questions, right? So it's like, at the end of the day, it's probably still not going to be enjoyable for some people. If you're not talking, because what works for this person
doesn't work for
this person. Yeah. So if you had like an amazing experience with her,
mm.
and then you take that exact thing and you're thinking, oh, I did this to this girl, so I'm gonna do the same thing to this one. But like, she's not even into it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that, do you understand?
Yeah.
Same thing.
You just push back and forth.
No, it's not that. Women have different, ways to turn on.
Yeah.
Men has one way. When your dick's up, it's up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
it's harder for us to satisfy.
Yeah, and our friend here was asking, do men nut from head? I feel like they do.
They do.
Good head.
Again, it comes down to what.
I saw a tweet about it.
Yeah.
Like guys don't nut from head.
They
That's
do.
Not true.
It's not true, but it's also not a lie.
I think it's true.
Look, at the end of the day, like I said before, a lot of women do not know how to have sex. They don't know how to. So if you don't know what you're doing,
what's the worst?
We've
all grown ups here. What's the worst head that you've ever had? Was she using her teeth?
Oh my god.
Ice.
Teeth.
Oh, was she like using her teeth? Really? But ice is good though.
I had to ice my dick, that's what I'm saying.
After?
After. It was bad.
Or what was she doing?
She was biting.
Before I knew how to give head, I didn't know because I didn't know that you're supposed to like make it sloppy and stuff. So I was like, I think I hurt the guy. I can admit to that because it was the first time I was giving her.
The first time it was.
Did he tell you?
Yeah, he was like, babe, like it's so friction.
Calm
friction.
Down. Listen, calm down.
He was like,
but it's harder to give head. Like, it is for women in that aspect. It's harder.
Yeah.
For them to get a guy to bust when they're giving head.
Really?
Is it?
Yeah, man.
I feel like it's so easy.
Not...
You just have to know the spots.
A lot of people don't know what they're doing. It's just listen. It's just you just. He's gonna get there. Like
you can usually just wake yourself and boom.
Yeah.
It's just you and your mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, but when a woman's doing it for you, if they don't know,
you just have to know.
Some people are very aggressive as well.
Yeah.
Like,
you're grabbing it. I feel like and do you are you part of the men who say that women are not you don't give women head?
Definitely not.
You do, right?
Yeah,
100%. Oh, okay, cool. We applaud men like that because I've been like some men disgust me because you want to be given head and then like when it's time for you to give your woman head, you're saying, oh no, like I don't do that. It's not for me. I feel like that's childish. That's just very childish and you should grow up.
I'll
wake up faster. You should grow up because like but I for me personally I don't go giving out every guy that I see head.
I don't think there's anything wrong with people who like don't give head, but it's like at the same time like some girls don't like head anyway, so again compatibility.
It's true. I've not like yeah because for girls it's different. There are girls who orgasm through clitoral stimulation and there are girls who orgasm through like penetration. Like, if you don't orgasm through penetration, which is the higher statistic is most women rarely orgasm through penetration. Yeah. So if a girl is there telling you, oh, she's probably faking it. So most of them, you have to know, like, you have to know. It's true. How many times have you faked it? So many times. I feel like I faked it.
Why are you
it.
Faking it though?
Nah, because
you're doing yourself a disservice, yeah, especially if you're not.
That was before I knew, like, who, like, you know, that was before, like, you know, there's a time where I didn't have the confidence that I have now. So, like, I was just like, you know what, like, because you want to please that man, you're just gonna, like, make them feel good regardless. Mm. But now, because I know what I want, you know your body, you know how what works, you tell him, touch here, do this, do this, do this. You know what I mean? But because men sometimes, like, when you tell a man that they haven't satisfied you, sometimes that ego can, it can drop.
Imagine, let him go home and think about it. It's fine.
If you had sex with a man and then they tell you, oh, no, it wasn't good. Really?
Yeah, because, like, another thing with, like, faking as well, right? If he's doing something and you're faking it, in his head, that's the stuff he needs to keep doing.
Yeah.
And the whole time you hate it.
Let me do it, let me do it.
Yeah.
If you tell me this is how you want it to be done, then, you know, you fix it as you go.
I feel like, yeah.
But, like, I understand, though, like, some guys do not, like, it's an ego thing, right?
Yeah, your ego.
But for you, if you're the one, unless, like, you don't plan on ever going back, because if you're still going back there, it's yourself.
You like, sometimes, like, with other women, like, if you like a man, you don't want to break his heart. So you just say,
you just settle for bad sex for the rest of your life.
Settle for bad sex. But I feel like those are most of my points. Do you guys have any other points for if he's not into you when? Do you guys have another point for us? Michael, you have so much to say. This is your time to open up your chest.
Nah, I feel like I've
been there. I think, like, one last one, right? Mm. Another one is, like, if he's constantly reminding you that, like, it's not serious.
How though? Like, if he tells you, like...
Like, if he's constantly reminding you, like, that you're, like, listen, you know, like, you're single, like, you know, this is just this. But if he's constantly making that clear, he obviously doesn't want anything further. Yeah. Because you know how, like, a lot of times, like, a relationship can start one way, like, it could start sexual, right?
Yeah.
And then people start catching feelings and this, that, and then it kind of, like, has to change. If this man is constantly, like, listen, this is just sex, no strings, if he makes it, like, a point to remind you, he don't want you like that. Like,
I feel like men are so good to talk. You know what I mean? They're so good to talk because a man will be like, it's just sex, it's just sex, it's just sex. And then when you, a woman starts showing you that, okay, you've said it's just sex, cool. That's when a man will start telling you, but like, why do, when you tell them, oh, I've been sleeping with this guy, they are not moving with the same energy. So men are grimy.
They don't want to know.
Yeah.
Listen,
if you are having a sneaky link with that person, would you want to know other people who they're being with, or that's none of your business?
If it's a sneaky link, I honestly do not care.
Yeah.
Would you want to know?
I feel like it depends on the person that is my sneaky link.
Unless we have decided to make it, like, exclusive, where we're only sleeping on each other, I'm just going to assume that there's other people. You might not be doing anything, but I'm just going to assume there's other people. And if that's something that I don't want to do, I'm just not going to do it. Like, it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. I feel like for me, I don't know if I want to know, but I would rather think that you're sleeping with me only. And that's my toxicity.
Here we go again.
Let's go.
No, it's true. Like, that's why the thing is, that's why with my sneaky links, I like communicating. I'm like, I don't want you to talk to me in any way. Like,
she has a contract. Like, she draws up a contract. Like, can you sign here?
Because as soon as you start blurring the lines and you start communicating, telling each other this and this and this, someone is prone to catch feelings.
So you're just trying to, like, you can get rid of the feeling, potential of getting feelings.
Yeah, someone is prone, especially guys, you know, guys sometimes, for them, I've been in a situation, and I'll give you guys an exclusive. I've been in a situation with a guy where, like, he was my sneaky link, and I was like, yeah, this is purely just for, like, we're having fun. Don't text me. As soon as I said, don't text me, don't call me, don't do anything, that's when the guy was, I think his antennas went up, and he was like, that's why I'm saying Nigerian sometimes, I don't know, you guys are just like, his antennas went up, and then he was like, oh, why don't you want to communicate with me? That's when he started saying, oh, like, can we go out on a date, can we talk? But before that, like, there wasn't that energy. But as soon as you show this person, okay, it is just what it is. And he was like, okay, cool.
But like, in terms of that as well, like some people, right, even if it's not like deep, it's not a relationship, they're not trying to date or all of that, because sex is like an intimate act.
Yeah.
There are people who don't want to do that with people that they're not speaking to. Like, you have to be someone that you know, that you have to be someone that they can talk to.
But if you've chosen that it's just purely sex, why do you have to communicate?
Because they want it. Like, again, it's still an intimate act, regardless of if that's the only thing. Like, we're all adults here, right? Like, people can decide that this is what I want to do, and that's it. Now, like you said before, there's the potential of, you know, feelings or things changing. Yeah. But not everyone wants to have sex with people that they don't know. Like, you understand? Like, like you're saying, like, no communication. I don't know what you were doing yesterday. Yeah. I don't know nothing. It's just, I know your name. I know that we have sex, and that, like, some people just don't, some people don't want to sleep with people.
I know you. I know of you. I know your occupation. I know what you stand for in life. And I don't want to know how your day was. I don't know.
Just take the clothes off.
Because even like when you also like, it's a bit awkward now. Like when you come to the house now, you have to now ask me, oh, how's your day? Like, I'm just like, oh my God, why are we pretending that you care about what my day was?
This is question,
yeah,
last question.
Yeah.
Let's say that's happening, right?
Yeah.
That means you have to stimulate yourself. So when he gets through those doors, you're already ready to go.
Yeah, that's why I've called you. Okay. You know, that's why I've given you a phone call. If I'm not ready mentally to have sex with you, I won't call you.
But what about if he calls you and he's ready and you're not ready? Why?
Then you get yourself ready, because the next time when he's going to call you, you're going to call him. He's not going to be ready. You have to. You have to. Because when he calls you, it's like a transactional thing at this point. Because like transactional thing. When you're ready, you come. When he's ready, he comes, right? But like, I can't, like, because like, I don't want to start pretending that I care about how your day was, or I care about like what you're eating today. That doesn't matter to me, because as soon as I open up my heart, no, it's true, because as soon as you open up your heart to someone, for me, I'm a very emotional person. As soon as I open up my heart, that you give them that one, and then maybe this person shows you that one act, or he cares about you, or like he wants to get to know you for real, then it all changes what it was supposed to be. And then I start falling in love, and then he breaks my heart.
She don't even want the opportunity. Forget it.
Because I feel like if a man wants you, they will show you from the get-go. It doesn't have to take long for you to know if a guy wants you. If I tell you that proposal and you tell me, you know what, I don't want that. I want us to be a bit more. So you think about it and let's go from there. But if you come to me and then you accept that, and then when it's actually happening, you're like, no, I can't work with
that. Now listen,
if he says that I want more and then you don't want more, then he looks bad, and then it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're giving him a proposal and he's coming, you're like, all right, this is what's going to happen. And he feels like, nah, I want more.
Yeah.
You don't want more. He can't force you to have more.
Yeah. Then that shows that you're not compatible for that situation. So you move on to the next person who you think
So his chances of getting or getting leaks every time is gone.
No.
You get another one.
Yeah. You'll get a person who likes you more like that. Because I feel like, no, men, like the things that I've seen and I've gone through, I can't open up. You can't be here giving your heart to everyone. You know, you have to know how to lock it and just
things work for different people.
Yeah.
Like, again, for you, if that's the way like things work, calm. For some people, they know how to like, you know, differentiate between okay, this is what this is and this is what that is.
Yeah.
Calm. And for some people it's just vibes, like
whatever. You go with the flow. Evelyn said no, go with the flow. Like, go with the flow. I don't like that thing as well. Like, oh, let's go with, what is the flow? Like, what's the direction of the flow? So today we are dating, tomorrow we are sneaky links, tomorrow we are doing this. Like, I feel like for me it doesn't work. I can't go with the flow. You have to come to me with intention. Maggie, I want us to like try and if you have a good time, you're like, oh, we can be friends, we can hang out, we can chill and get to know each other, cool. I'll know this guy has the intention of getting to know me. But I know niggas know if they want this girl just for purely like just to have fun. So you tell me, oh, like, I'm just not here for a serious relationship, I just want to have a good time, period. And then even me, I'll know if I'm in that mental space to have a good time, we finish with that. But if you come to me wishy-washy, you don't know what you want, I can't do that. But yeah, so that's my contracts. NDA.
She probably already has contracts.
Just send it to the email.
Nah, I feel like you also have. I feel like you also have to have a person who, yeah, agrees with that. So yeah.
Well, again, compatibility.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, you have any more points?
No, that's it from me.
Yeah, it's been a good conversation, guys. Yeah. But yeah, thank you, Pharrell, for joining
this episode. Thanks for having me.
It's been a really fun episode. Yeah, because he hasn't said anything. He is. Nah, it's fine.
Who asked you?
Nah. Fire. But I like how everyone contributed. I really appreciate you guys for coming. And yeah, thank you so much. Do you want to tell guys where to find you again?
Yeah. Instagram, Pharrell. The cameraman.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. We have to say bye together. Bye.
See you.
Yeah. Thank you. It was a good episode.
Yeah.
How long have we recorded for?
No idea.